Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and you're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. Tonight is a very special night because we're going to be talking about two things. We're going to be talking about ascension and why the new energies on the planet are forcing change. And then we're going to be talking about change. What is change? How do we harness any power from it? And why is everyone so deathly afraid to change the status quo? This is a call-in show, and the number to call in is 888-627-6008. I have as my guest tonight a top healer around the world. She's international. Her name is Louisa Reger, and she is my guest. And I have been working very closely with Louisa ever since I knew that my twin sister was going to pass away. I realized that I had a lot of work to do. I had to free myself up from that contract, that soul contract. And I also needed to heal so that I wouldn't be afraid of my own mortality. We've been working together very closely for about 9 months now, and I have realized several things about the process. The first is that I had to do this. This was the best decision I ever made to process myself through this change. And two, what it really is and how deep it goes inside. Because when I'm talking about change, I'm talking about soul contact, soul change, and working with your blessed higher self. Louisa Reger is an expert on this. She has a website. It's innercontessa.com, and we are going to be sharing tonight. So good evening, Louisa. How are you doing?
Hi, Elizabeth. I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me on.
What I'd like you to begin with is exactly the work that you do and why working the way you do energetically with your psychic powers and the body of your client is so important today. Can you tell us a little bit about that, please?
Sure, absolutely. Well, we are certainly in accelerated times, and so we're all feeling sometimes it feels like anxiety. It feels like this moving forward. Sometimes it feels like we're stuck. We feel like everything is falling apart. And change is what drives all of us. And I know we're going to talk more about that. And it's actually quite simple and at the same time complicated. So the gifts that I have allow me to accelerate the process in terms of being able to say, well, you know, you have a mindset or a belief system or something from a past life that is really holding you back and you're not aware of that. And when you can pinpoint it, you just go to the core. So it's much easier
okay, now,
and faster.
Now stop right there. We want to know what the core is.
Well, the core is different for everybody.
Okay, good.
It's not one core.
Is it right? This is the soul's location, is it not? The core?
Yes. The soul will have imprints from the different lifetimes. It will have an imprint of what it is here in this particular lifetime to come learn, to come. To me, mission and purpose are two different things. So the mission, what the soul is here to express into the world. Purpose is what is here to learn from the world. So that's all the imprinting. And then, like imprints, depending on how deep that imprint is, it will create more or less a challenge with the change.
Okay, so when I came to you about my twin, let's talk about those contracts and what they are.
Sure.
Go ahead. Yes, I do.
Okay, sure. Well, you know, it's your process, and I tend to be very private about my clients' processes. So, but yes, I'm happy to talk about
that. Well, an identical twin is a contract, is it not?
Absolutely.
Okay, so that's what I wanted to touch on, the contract of an identical twin and how you would unhook at her death.
Well, at her death, she was released from the physicality of actually playing out certain scenarios in the world, but you weren't. And you were, in many ways, playing out the opposite.
Yeah, so, we were very opposite.
Right. So that had to be, first of all, understood. You know, and there's all the layers. Of course, there is the grieving process. There is all the memories that come up and all the pain from the past, all of that that needed to be processed. So accelerating that allowed us to go, again, we're going to use that word, the core, to really look at the contracts, at the agreements that you'd made with one another, actually over lifetimes, as well as the ones you'd made with your parents, with the other siblings, and the contracts that were for this life specifically, the ones that were still carried over from past lives, and that then, you know, superseded certain things and that still held tight.
Now, I have an email from Betty in the state of Washington, Louisa, and she wants to know, if you're an identical twin in this lifetime, are you always an identical twin? What do you think about that?
No, I do not. Those are very particular agreements and contracts with one another for the sake of both souls that are coming in to experience life in a very particular way. What I've seen of identical twins is that they have been connected for many lifetimes. Mm. Rarely have they been identical twins before. They have been in relationship, but not necessarily as twins in previous lives.
But in my case, I know I had several lifetimes with her as an identical twin.
Yes. Well, there is always exceptions, of course.
I just think the whole subject of that is so interesting. Again, this is Elizabeth Joyce on BBS Radio, and we are talking about the qualities of healing and the qualities of change and the power of now. And the phone number to call in and ask questions of Louisa Roget, my guest, is 888-627-6008. So, Louisa, isn't it easier to be satisfied with what we have and the way things are? What's going on?
Well,
why do we have this intense power here?
Yeah, it would be in theory. Do you know anyone who's satisfied for where we are?
But not too many.
I think that it's really one of the imperatives of being a human. You know, we are part of nature, the human part of us. And in nature, nothing stands still. It's either growing or dying.
That's correct. So everything has movement. We're constantly vibrating.
Exactly. So in the whole universe, nothing stands still. It's actually a universal law. So to me, it's both. It's honoring this movement forward, that it's part of, you know, we have a desire that shows up in the mind, in the feelings, and then we're looking to satisfy it on a very physical plane. And that is part of our nature. Now, that part of being satisfied with what we have, we might call that gratitude. And that's more from a spiritual perspective, where we can really be grateful for what we have, where we are, and still with an open mind and an open heart for the next step. Because to me, you know, sometimes I hear, well, you know, I don't want to be greedy. And so the question is, what does that really mean? If you have more of whatever that is, from material things, money, to more love or friendships.
Yeah, but we can have more anger and upset too, Louisa. Have you noticed what's going on in the planet? I mean, we're coming into the Grand Cross, which I'm going to be talking about on the next show with Mark Dodich. And this astrology power that we have in the skies, creating a Grand Cross, or it could be a trine, or it could be a change of nodes, whatever it is, creates energy inside of us. And I'd like to talk about that, because isn't some of the change that we need to conquer our angers and our upsets and our frustrations and then act differently when that occurs?
Yes, absolutely. Well, we said at the very beginning that there's an acceleration in the cosmos in general. So the acceleration is not just for the things that we like. It's an acceleration also of what we call the lower vibration, like anger and upset and all of that. So the rise in consciousness is about changing how we react to it. Because things like anger and so on, they're energy. And it's the power that we have is the power to learn how to react to it differently. And that's the change. And it's hard for people.
Why do it? A lot of people will say, oh, they'll never change. They'll never change. I think that's a very negative statement, don't you?
Well, it is. And, you know, whatever you say, you're right. So if your mindset is, I'll never change, well, you're right. And if you say, I choose to learn to change, you're right, too.
So change is possible.
Absolutely. Well, wouldn't you attest to that, Elizabeth?
Yes, I would. I just wanted our listeners to understand that if you work inside and if you work on where you have your blocks, and where you have your anger and your resentments, you certainly can change it into loving vibrations.
Yes. I mean, it's simple. It's sometimes to put it into action takes attention. That's really what it takes. It's not that it's difficult, but, you know, our attention is split between all kinds of things. You know, try to keep your focus on anything for 30 seconds and you realize.
Well, why is it difficult, Louisa? Can you explain the process? Why is it so difficult?
To change. Well, because it's like we become hardwired in a way. Or maybe that's okay. Not the right word. But
yeah,
we do
become hardwired. We become, it's my way or the highway, and that's from fear, is it not?
Absolutely. Well, it's from fear and what we've been taught. You know, it's in those first few years of life when actually the brain isn't even developed yet to be able to distinguish if something that you are observing, that you're being taught, that you're learning is right or not. It just is. So you take that in. And then we pretty much, after the age of 6 or so, spend the rest of our lives making it right or fighting against it. So, but what happens on a very physical level, it's almost like highways get created between parts of the brain so that they're really strong and sturdy, and those are the neural pathways. And so imagine that you always take a particular highway to get from your home to your work. And it might not be pretty, and it might have started having potholes. However, you know, if that's what you're used to, you're going to really resist going to take a different road. Until right. You say, you know, my car is falling apart because these potholes are getting deeper and deeper.
Yeah, mine did last week.
Yeah, I know. You lost
so
a tire, didn't you?
I did. But, you know, people hang on to yesterday. They hang on to yesterday. And I love traditions. I think traditions are great. I love the season changes and the Thanksgiving and the Christmas and the New Year's and the Valentine's Day. And now, of course, we're into St. Patty's Day. And then we're going to look forward to Easter. But those things are healthy. However, I think that hanging on to yesterday, the way we do, the way we tend to as humans, is very sad. And, you know, we're going to listen to a song that I think everybody will find familiar by the Beatles. It's called Yesterday.
I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I
Trying to bring you back to that wonderful time when the Beatles first came. I just want you to know that tonight we're talking about change, and now we're going to get into the Akashic Records. My guest tonight is Louisa Rajay. Louisa, can you tell me about the Akashic Records? Because I totally believe that that's what you're working with when you're doing the healing that you're doing.
Sure. Well, the Akashic Records are, or the Hall of Records, as they are sometimes referred to, is just as if you can imagine a huge library where everything that ever happened in your life, this life, past lives, is being recorded. So it's the place where all the answers are for your life, all the questions are answered, and where all the energies, the fears, the blocks, the joys, your all of it is recorded. So going into the Akashic Records on the energetic levels helps first with understanding and reaching, well, the core. That word is coming up again. We have used it before. And once you are at the core, you can create or help create change much easier.
Right, because I think you can change history by bringing a new vision into the past. Like you can say, our words are very, very strong and very important. That's why we were given voice as humans. You can say, I choose to make this change, or you can visualize a different ending from what you experienced, and that's supposed to release your fear or your phobia.
Yes. Absolutely. And it's not just the words. Yes. And, you know, the more you can change, because what we are experiencing, yes, it's the vibration of words. It's the vibrations of feelings, vibration of thoughts. And so when you're looking to change, when you can combine all three of them, that is very powerful. And that's how you accelerate change, by the way, that you can have the vision, so see a different picture. You can truly put yourself in that feeling. What does it feel like? You know, what kind of a person would you have to be, or are you, in this vision of yours? Because it's different than what you have right now, because that's what you're looking to change, right? And doing that consistently, you know, will really, it's one of the tools that can really help you change. Now, working with somebody that can guide you in that and can actually hold that frequency and reach the Akashic Records, you know, get to that core piece will, instead of it taking 6 months, a year, it might take a week.
That's
or
true.
A day.
Or sometimes when I'm working with you and I go home, what I was worried about is gone, and then I get a phone call and it brings me what I was looking for. So that's very interesting. Now that's changing the future. And of course, people are using the vision boards and the affirmations, and they're wonderful too. But I had somebody ask me yesterday when I was out at a group, can you change the Akashic Records? And Louisa, I do not think you can change the Akashic Records, because it's part of what we've experienced, our whole being in the soul. However, I think you can change the reaction that you learned when you went through the experience, which is a little different, don't you think?
Yes, I agree with you, and I've had my own investigation saying that, you know, we're thinking of time as linear. So one thing happens first, then the second, then the third, and so on. And there is so much in certain areas of quantum physics where they, you know, string theory and all of that, where they say that's not exactly true. It's just a construct of our minds, because when we are going and undoing an agreement made way in the past, in a way, we are actually changing the Akashic Records, because it's changing the frequency of all the lifetimes. Now, it's not going to change, you know, what happened, However,
that's what
it changes
I'm saying.
A
it's
certain...
not going to change what happened, but it's going to make it bring it to a more positive level.
Yes, it will change. It will change the vibration. It will allow the person in present time to create something different. They're going to be freed from being tied up in certain reactions. And, you know, reactions are habitual. Reactions are habitual ways of looking at something, thinking of something, and even feeling about a certain
people
situation.
People say, I've always thought that way. I'm not going to change that. I've always thought that way. I hear that all the time, and it's the most stopping and the most powerless statement that people can use because that's their excuse for staying in whatever they're in.
Absolutely. My question when I hear somebody say that, my question to them is, then how is that working for you?
Mm-hmm.
Because the power is within us. So yes, you've always thought that way or felt that way, and well, good for you. As long as it's working for you, or as long as you make that choice to say, well, even if it's not working for me, but that's what I want. That's that you have a right to say that. It's your life. You have free will. However, saying, well, I've always thought that way and I don't like what is showing up in my life. Well, the two don't go together.
That's
you have
true.
To have the willingness to change that.
So what I say, I change that sentence for myself. And I say, I will not be afraid to go where the universe leads me.
Mm-hmm.
And I am embracing that the universe is leading me to something new and untried. And try to do that without fear.
Right.
So I think that's a good mantra. I will not be afraid to go where the universe leads me.
Right. Yeah, well, I ask for that as well. I really ask to be led, to be shown, and I do work on myself to really release any fears, any doubts, anything at all that are keeping me back, that are stopping me from realizing whatever I'm looking to create, whatever my desire is in that moment. And I was going to say it's surprising because sometimes I am surprised how certain patterns still show up. It might be a different facet mm-hmm. of the same pattern. And because I'm determined to really create my life on purpose and I know that I can, so I continue doing this. It's like, wow, I did not realize that I had another level of feeling inadequate or another level.
I think it's great that they come up because they've been so buried. But I was just going to ask you about change and patterns and behavior and fear, what mm-hmm. they have to do with change. And if you can really, can you talk a little bit more about these patterns that we have?
Oh, absolutely. Well, the patterns that we have create the blueprint of your personality, of how you know yourself, so your identity. And that's, you know, like you said, well, I know myself to like strawberry jam, or I know myself to like the Beatles or not like the Beatles. That is part of your identity. Now, when we're starting to talk about change, in order to change, you have to give yourself permission energetically to change that identity. And that brings up a lot of fear in people because the identity is sort of our safety blanket, right? I know myself
our
to know
protection.
Strawberry. Yes.
Yeah.
If I know myself to like strawberry jam and somebody says, well, I'm going to give you plum jam, sort of an automatic reaction. Say, no, I only eat strawberry jam. Now, if all of a sudden I have to consider even trying plum jam, it brings up anxiety. What if I don't like it? What if it doesn't sit well with me? What if
I'm allergic to it, like
right.
I always am?
Right. So, you know, now we're working ourselves into a frenzy. We're working ourselves into fear. And there is, you know, the famous fight or flight reaction that just kicks in. It's not something you can control. It kicks in from the primal brain, the oldest part of the brain, that whenever that part of the brain interprets the reaction as you being threatened, and that could be threatened for your physical life or your emotional life, your mental life, that identity piece, it automatically pushes the physical body into that reaction. And what that means is that actually your spine contracts, your heart starts beating faster.
Yeah.
You breathe shallow, adrenaline gets pumped into your system. You have no clue on the conscious level. It's all subconscious. However, it contributes to this fear reaction. And then anything outside your survival gets shut down. So your desire for something, your desire to move forward, it gets shut down because you are in survival mode.
Once you're
in survival mode, any good idea of why you even wanted that change seems very far away.
And you know, that happens a lot in families when there's abuse, when somebody is afraid of somebody else that they're living with.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I see it time and time and time again. The wife wants to leave, but she can't make herself leave, over and over and over again. So what steps can someone take to create the change and that they're looking for? How can you override this, as you would say?
Well, there are techniques to really work with interrupting that automatic response, because the primal brain I was talking about does not reason. There's no reasoning that happens. It's an automatic response. So there are techniques to interrupt that response. You can learn about them, or you can work with somebody who knows about them and can help you achieve that. Some very practical things, you know, if you want to create change, is to be very specific about what you want, and then be also very specific about why. What is it going to get you? And put that why has to be so strong that when you wobble, when you get into that anxiety, that why will pull you through.
When I feel that and I get weak in the knees sometimes, or my hips will ache, I try to sit and meditate and say, how did I bring this to myself? What is my body telling me? Because sometimes it's so subconscious, you don't know what's being triggered. You can meet a person and you can go home and you can be really angry that you met that person because they triggered something.
Absolutely. Your body will always tell you.
Right. Of course, sometimes we have to follow it, you know, when we think there's going to be a gun pulled on us or something. But other times it's just something in the past that you can work through and begin to heal. I know sometimes when I hear music, I get memories from the past. And of course, music can be very soul opening, as they say, or melancholy.
Absolutely. I mean, what I always suggest to my clients is be curious. Be curious, don't jump to conclusions. So let's say, like you just said, you met somebody and you feel yourself angry. Instead of jumping to conclusions saying, oh, you know, so-and-so used that tone of voice and that meant that he or she felt superior to me. It's like, okay, wait a second, what's going on?
Projection.
The body will tell you, well, that's a place to start. I'm having a feeling. Where am I feeling it? Well, in my stomach. Huh. Okay, my stomach. So what's this stomach place saying? And just allow yourself to just whatever comes. And that's intuition. So don't judge it. Whatever the answer is, it will lead you, if you're open and inquisitive and really want to understand and stay present to yourself, lovingly, without judgment, it's amazing. It can create really mini miracles.
It can. This is Elizabeth Joyce on bbsradio.com. Let's find out. And we are going to be back with Louisa as soon as we hear these messages.
The X-Zone is a late-night internationally syndicated radio, television, satellite, and internet talk show, which deals with a variety of subjects, but usually ones that relate to the world of the paranormal, metaphysics, and the science of parapsychology. It was created by the Canadian broadcaster Rob McConnell and first aired in 1993. The X-Zone airs 5 nights a week, Monday through Friday, from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern Time, and is distributed internationally by the X-Zone Broadcast Network. It is hosted by the show's creator and executive producer, Rob McConnell. The X-Zone radio show is located in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. The X-Zone radio and TV show is the only Canadian radio show that is syndicated to a truly international listening and viewing audience. via conventional professional broadcasting and satellite means, not only the internet. The XL is syndicated on an international basis outside of Canada and has more than 400,000 listeners as an international audience. Listen for Elizabeth Joyce and Rob McConnell on the X-Zone at www.xzoneradiotv.com.
Wisdom Magazine is one of the East Coast's largest free publications, with more than 1,000 distributed bimonthly in three regional areas, New England, New York City and New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Wisdom is dedicated to opening the people's hearts and minds to the philosophy, products, and services of the new millennium, bringing love, peace, and positive information into the community. Elizabeth writes the astrology column for Wisdom, as well as a weekly astrology update for the Wisdom Magazine website. Visit us at wisdom-magazine.com to view our web edition. Elizabeth Joyce of Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com is making three books available to us. They will be released in the summer months of 2013. This three-book series, Opening to Your Intuition and Psychic Sensitivity, Developing Your Sixth Sense, Book 1, 2, and 3, are the culmination of 30 years of her teaching. Elizabeth has been blessed to open up her inner self of intuition and inner guidance, which has been an invaluable and priceless gift. She had many earthly teachers guiding her along the way, beginning with Grammy Hemphill, Meg Stettner, Indira Ivey, Louise Hay, Dr. Frank Alper, Dr. Deepak Chopra, Mark Tremblay from Quebec, Canada, Dr. Joseph Shore, and most of all, the living saint, Amici, known as the Hugging Saint. Her inner angels and guides have also been lively and active in sharing a part of her incarnation as well. These lessons in the three books have been from many years of experience and rewards greater than anyone can put into words. It was Meg Stettner who asked her to begin to teach this work to others. Meg knew the importance of the truth that came from so many people with similar experiences. Elizabeth has continually been fascinated by those who told their truth and stated that their lives were transformed through a catalyst of blending with intelligence beyond this planet Earth. Learning the chakras, how to apply them, how to go into deep meditations, how to protect yourself from negativity, wrap in white light, and learning to understand the essence of energetic healing has been important to Elizabeth and is invaluable to others as well. Elizabeth has had many exciting inner experiences. Some are shared in these three books, but the best is yet to come in her next book, which is her autobiography, Unlimited Realities. Opening to Your Intuition and Psychic Sensitivity, Book 1, will be available mid-June. Book 2, mid-July. Book 3, by September. Be sure to add these valuable teachings to your library. You can get all of them at Amazon.com. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. Let's Find Out is looking for guests for our show on bbsradio.com. This is a special opportunity for you. Do you have a life-changing product or service such as coaching, books, holistic products, workshops, animal psychics, or anything at all that you would like to advertise? Here's your opportunity to prominently present yourself before a worldwide loyal audience of Let's Find Out. A fee is required to be included in this exciting promotional lineup, and the proceeds enable you to be advertised all week on Let's Find Out and Facebook, and to receive your show archive for you to put on your website. Let's Find Out is a life-changing show and home to many groups throughout the world with several worldwide affiliates. We discuss holistic health modalities, energy healing, psychic sensitivity, the paranormal, past lives,
keeping healthy naturally, and other metaphysical subjects. We have a great listening audience, and we utilize a 3,000-plus email list every week to promote our guests. This is really a great way to advertise yourself and your business. We send out an email to our extensive fan base promoting your appearance on Let's Find Out. BBS will provide an archive within 24 hours after your show airs, free for you to download and share. As a guest, you will be able to advertise your appearance on your website blog, as well as to email and invite all your contacts. Let's Find Out will keep an archive of the pod show along with your website link. Let's Find Out will forward any and all email from their listeners to you after the show regarding your airtime so that you can add this to your email and contact list. Let's Find Out thank you for taking the time to being a guest on our show. To query us, please send us an email to elizabeth.joyce.radio@gmail.com and we will be happy to contact you. Thank you. You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. Let's Find Out and our honored guests come to us every other Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you would like to call in and ask a question, please dial 888-627-6008 in the U.S. and Canada. Again, that's 888-627-6008. Now, if you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety, a podcast will be available tomorrow, and you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with our host, Elizabeth Joyce.
I love myself the way I am. There's nothing I need to change. I'll always be the perfect me. Nothing to rearrange. I'm beautiful and capable of being the best me I am. And I love myself just the way I am. I love you just the way you are. There's nothing you need to do. If I feel the love inside myself, it's easy to love you. Behind your fears, your rage and tears, I see your shining star. And I love you just the way you are. I love the world the way it is, 'cause I can clearly see that all the things I judge are done by people just like me. So tell the world of peace on earth that only love can bring, and I'll help it grow by loving everything.
Elizabeth Joyce on BBS Radio, Let's Find Out. And that was Alice Atling singing I Love Myself the Way I Am. I will never forget the first time I heard that song. That song was lovingly written by a lady named Louise Hay. And it was her theme song in the 80s for years. And we sang it in the group every single time we met, that once a week. And we worked hard on ourselves to create change. And that's what we're talking about tonight. Change, going deep inside, working with the Akashic Records, working with our souls and having them come up to higher levels. My guest is healer Louisa Roget. She's world known. Her website is innercontessa.com, and she is more than fabulous. Good evening,
thank
Louisa.
You.
Welcome
Good
back.
Evening. Thank you so much, Elizabeth. Thanks for your kind words.
Now, you know, I'd like to talk about healers in areas like if you're in the state of Washington or you're in Chicago or in New York, you might be able to find a healer. But I think some people in the Midwest might have trouble. Do you think some of this work can be done long distance healing? How would one find a good healer?
Yes. Well, long distance healing, you know, energy is energy. It doesn't matter. I have clients I have never met in person because they are in Australia, New Zealand, in Japan. So that is certainly possible. Finding a good healer, you know, if somebody recommends somebody to you.
Word of mouth, yes.
Word of mouth. And then it still takes your discernment. It has to be right. So interview that person, send them an email, check them out if they have a website. See your gut feeling to it.
It's always good to hear their voice. I don't know why, but I do believe that when you hear somebody's voice, you kind of know inside whether there's harmony or not.
Right. You know, you ultimately have to take responsibility for your growth, and you might find somebody that is right for, you know, a few weeks, a few months, and others that somebody else that might be right for a longer period to really accompany you. You know, people, I hope that most people are well-intentioned. I assume that the people are well-intentioned, but we all
it's hard to
bring
tell.
Well, we are all individuals. We're human. We have a human. All of us humans have that side of us, and we bring through certain frequencies. And it's the your job to find out if that frequency is really right for you. And
do you think they should have credentials, or what do you think a good healer could have?
Well, credentials, I would say, you know, if you know that somebody has been doing it for a while and really has a lot of positive feedback, I don't necessarily get scared if I read that, this person really didn't help me, unless it becomes the predominant message about that person, because you can't possibly help everyone and you can't possibly satisfy everyone.
That's right. And maybe they use a technique that the other person was just going to run from.
Exactly.
Doesn't mean the technique was wrong. It means that person couldn't face up to it at that time.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, in my own work over the past 18 years, I certainly, not an awful lot, but I've had people where it just was going too fast and they weren't ready for that. And there is no right and wrong.
That's true. And you can't stop the pace when you're working with somebody. The energy comes in and it can go quickly. And it can be an inner shock when you pull the rug out from somebody and say, no, that is a false belief. You need to change that belief, and
right.
It's very hard to do that. I know the reconnection. I respect the reconnection, mm-hmm. although it's not the same work that we're talking about. Mm-hmm. The reconnection brings you up to the fourth dimension, and it does bring you up to nice levels, but it's not the work that you and I are talking about.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about going deep within and working with your cellular memory and your Akashic records in
right.
order to heal.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, that's the thing. Find, you know, a radio show like this one, you know, check the people out, the book that's recommended. People ask me all the time, how do I know? It's like, well, follow your nose, follow your instinct, whatever sort of falls in your lap, and then check it out. And we said it earlier, you know, the body always knows. So really get in touch with what you're feeling. If it's a good feeling, even an excited feeling, well, that would pretty much be a go. If it feels sort of heavy and not good, it could be a pain, then it indicates that something is off. And then I would really suggest that you're open to investigate, to say, okay, is the timing not right? Is this person not right? Is the technique not the right one for me right now? Because things, we are talking about change, so things change. So what might not be right now might be the right thing for you 3 months from now. And just go with your gut.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of books, my book, Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension, does explain all of this and all the levels. So that might be helpful to read. And also, there's a new book that came out this month called America's 100 Top Psychics and Astrologers, and Louisa was mentioned in that book, and I'm featured in that book as well. So maybe through that book you could get an idea of some people, because there are some good people in that book, Louisa.
Absolutely, yes. And even then, you know, because they're listed in the book, or they're number one, or they're number 100, doesn't really mean anything if they're right for you. So
Correct. Take
the time to talk to them, to check them out, to have a conversation, listen to their voice, as you, Elizabeth, were pointing out, and then go with your gut feeling.
And in that book, there's enough choices. There really are. They're all over the country. It's called The 100... Top American Psychics and Astrologers, and you can find that on Amazon.com. Well, Louisa, we have had a great evening. I think we've got a lot of wonderful information out to people, and you have done the meditation tonight. We're doing the meditation. It's called Change for a New Life.
Yes, that's what it's
meditation it's for called. A new life. I'm
it's
sorry.
A meditation for really an expansion and transformation towards your goals and desires.
Great. So it's been wonderful having you on. Tell us your website again, please.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you so much for the opportunity. My website is www.innercontessa.com.
Thank you. And I know that we'll have you back maybe in the summertime so that we can review some things that are going on and talk about what's coming up in the fall months.
I would love to. Thanks.
Thank you. Good night. This Good is night. Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out. And next show is going to be on March 24th. And I will have the astrologer Mark Dodich back on. Mark is a fabulous astrologer. He knows all about what's going on with your progressions and with your solar return. And he's going to be talking about the Grand Cross that's in the skies for the month of April and part of May. So we can expect a lot of changes and sudden moves, sudden job changes, sudden losses, and then sudden new beginnings. It'll either feel like a loss with a new beginning, or it'll be something fabulous that you've been waiting for a long time. And it involves the planet Uranus, so we don't really know which way it is going to go, but it will be good because it's always soul growth. And Mark will be on with us on Monday night, March 24th, and we're on at 9 p.m. Now we're going to go into the meditation, and I'm looking forward to it. It's Louisa Reger, Meditation for a New Life. Thank you for listening to Let's Find Out, and good night.
Take a deep breath and relax. Imagine you're entering an elevator and push the button to the penthouse. As you're going up, know that you're reaching the frequency where all your questions are answered, where you know exactly who you are, what you're here to do, what you're here to receive and experience. As the doors open, know that you're deeply connected to your higher self, and allow this magnificent energy to surround you, to embrace you. Allow every part of you to soak it in. Know that this energy can be felt in your physical body as well. So allow yourself to bring it into your body through the crown, opening it so that you can always be connected to your higher self. And as this energy comes deeper into your head, allow it to open your third eye so that you can always see clearly where you're going. And it opens your ears so you can clearly hear the messages you need to hear. And into your throat so you can clearly speak your truth. And it comes into your heart so you can have compassion and love for yourself and the people in your life, and deeper into your torso, connecting you to your gut feeling, to your hunches, to your intuition, and into your pelvic area, where alchemy happens, where thoughts and ideas get transformed into manifestations and into your root, so you can deeply know that you belong, that you're in the right place at the right time. And this energy continues down your legs, into your feet, where it sprouts roots so that it can reach the center of the earth. Here you connect to a sweet, loving energy that welcomes you. And as this energy comes back up into your feet and into your legs, all the way up your body, into your heart, this earth energy mingles beautifully and perfectly with the energy from above, from your higher self. And it surrounds you from your heart 360 degrees, spreading, widening, filling the room you're in, and going beyond, filling the house you're in, filling the city you're in, filling the country you're in, continuing to spread till it surrounds the world. From this expanded place, allow yourself to transform and transmute anything that stands in the way of you experiencing yourself fully, for you to step into a new you that fulfills your deepest desires, fulfills your mission and purpose, the you that lives your life on purpose. Allow this energy to come deeply into every cell of your body. Know that you can always come back and connect to it. With the deep knowing of who you are, come back to the here and now, to wherever you're seated, to your physical body, feeling refreshed, feeling whole, feeling peaceful and joyful. This is your new life.